This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's thrilled today to be joined by your brilliant leader up in Wisconsin, and probably more than just Wisconsin today. We're joined today by Praveen Chopra. Praveen is the Chief Digital Information Officer at the Bellen and Gundersen Health System. The Bellen and Gundersen Health System are really, I guess today combined, one of the great health systems in America. I've known the Bellen system for a very long time and the Gundersen system as well. Praveen, can you take a moment and tell us about yourself and your career and your coming to Wisconsin and Bellen and Gundersen?
Oh, thank you, Scott. First of all, for the generous introduction. As you mentioned, Gundersen Health System and Bellen Health System was a combination of two high-performing health system in Wisconsin. And I joined, actually, Gundersen Health System before the merger. And given the motivation which drove us to come together with Gundersen Bellen, I basically doubled down on the commitment. And the reason why it is, because we really thrive ourselves in providing health closer to home, both in urban and rural settings. And our vision is to lead with love and demonstrate courage to build healthy people and support thriving community. So I come to Bellen and Gundersen Health System, Scott, through a very interesting career. I have lived in both for-profit and not-for-profit worlds. I spent on the business side quite a bit of time in manufacturing, retail, and consulting. And then in non-profit, spent time in pediatrics, academics, and healthcare. I never thought I'll be coming to Wisconsin where the temperature can go to minus 40 degrees. I thought that existed only in theory, but I think given the strength of the people, strong purpose, and the potential we had to reimagine and redefine the future of healthcare, brought me here, and I'm loving every single moment of it. And believe it or not, it's over 3 years, and I'm having so much fun, and I don't know how the time has passed.
I'm going to ask you two questions, and you don't have to answer this if these are too uncomfortable, okay?
Sure.
Have you become a Green Bay Packers fan?
Absolutely. We're just making sure that Green Bay Packers get to the Super Bowl and reclaim their ring. And also, we have a special relationship with Green Bay Packers. We are the proud healthcare sponsor of Green Bay Packers through our relationship at Bellen.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I'm a Chicago fan, so it makes me feel bad that Green Bay keeps on getting one great quarterback after another, while we're struggling with quarterbacks for almost 40 years here in Chicago. But okay, so you are a Green Bay Packer fan. The other term, I'm not sure if you've heard this term yet, but sometimes I've heard Wisconsin people refer to Illinois people as fibs. And have you heard that term yet? And is that a compliment when they call Illinois people fibs?
I have not heard that yet, so I'm still getting used to it.
You'll ask one of your Wisconsin brethren, you know, someone, maybe they have to be closer to the border to call people, Illinois people, fibs, but you'll ask them when you get a chance what it means to be a fib and see what the reaction is. That's my ask of you today is to ask that. Praveen, let me ask you a couple other questions. Merging together the IT, the digital efforts of two systems. I mean, talk to us about that. What does that feel like? What are some of the challenges? How do you go about doing that as efficiently and intelligently as possible, develop a sort of a digital plan for combined organizations?
I think it's a very important question. And I think, to me, first of all, we have to take a step back. I think I always come back and reflect on two or three things. Number one, what is the right thing for the patient and the community we serve? So when we come together, we have to make sure that the interaction the patients have with us is not disrupted. Number two, to make sure that we create an environment to collaborate. Believe it or not, phones and emails and collaboration tools are really important. And third thing is to make sure we have a very thoughtful and logical plan. And the fourth thing, we ought to make sure that we do not go back on the using technology in a very creative and meaningful way in evolving our health model. So with that said, you know, it may sound like really boring. One of the first thing we did when we came together was to make sure we made our staff feel really comfortable that they have a sense of belonging and psychological safety, because mergers can be very scary. It is like every single person thinks about their cheese is moved. So it may sound surprising coming from the person who is serving as a digital and information officer, but people first was really the mantra to make sure that they have the psychological safety, they can share their perspective, and also a lot of ways to be creative about how do we proceed or advance the integration. Number two, anything that has to do with communication. So when people come together, there's a lot of excitement, they want to communicate. So we had a very rapid plan. Within 3 months or so, we streamlined our, I call it collaboration tools, all the way from the phone systems, emails, calendar syncing, and how do we use video, audio, and also give them a platform to start using emojis. So bring some fun to the interaction we do. So that was the second thing that we worked on. Third area that we focused on is to really streamline, we call it the way we engage with our patients. We call it digital front door. Both the systems, we had a different way of approaching it. We streamlined the underlying platform on digital front door. And fourth thing, we really looked at how do we bring our electronic health records as well as enterprise resource planning technologies together. So now we are in the process of doing hard work of transitioning to two critical backend platforms, namely enterprise resource planning and electronic health records. Also, we didn't want to take a step back on how do we use virtual care. So we are beyond telehealth, we call it, it's just a part of care, and how do we provide virtual care? So we made a huge strides during COVID. We were in the top 10 in the US in terms of volume to use virtual technologies to reach out to our patients, especially in remote areas of the state. And we never lost traction on that thing. We just kept on expanding our virtual care model in a very thoughtful and meaningful way, and it's paying dividends for us.
And take a moment on, as we get to the second quarter of 2024 and this year, what are you most excited about this year? What are you most focused on and excited about this year?
So I'll talk about, I think, one thing that I am most excited about is clinical fatigue. What we have encountered within the industry is that there's so much clinical burdens for the frontline clinicians as they navigate through various technologies. And now we have also exposed them to various tools, whether it's a digital front door. And also thirdly, there's a lot of hype going on with words like AI and generative AI. So what we have done is, instead of chasing the latest and greatest in technology, we said, let's focus on how do we reduce the fatigue. So I'll give you an example. What we did was simple. We focused on how can we make the interaction of clinicians with electronic health record more meaningful so that they can work at the top of the license. We tackled problem like alerts. So you might have heard the phrase called alert fatigue. Just by looking at the data, we found the opportunities and we were able to reduce our automated alerts by 50%. And we improved the adherence to alerts by over 25%. The second thing, we reduced the in-basket. In-basket is kind of the inbox for all the clinicians. Reduced the in-basket load by almost 25% by redefining and rerouting the care teams and who can manage the in-basket load in a more meaningful way. And the third thing we're really excited about is we are using ambient computing to reduce the documentation burden for clinicians. And also what you're finding it out, it is really helpful and it's actually helping reduce the cognitive load for clinicians. And that's what they've shared with me. By doing that thing, I think we are reducing the amount of time they're spending in the electronic health record. At the same time, we're not taking that time that they've saved and use it directly towards increasing the volumes. I think there is a balance. So what we are working through, which is always the most interesting part, is a cross-functional dialogue of, okay, you saved 30 minutes by using these new ways of doing things. Let's add more patients to it. I said, no, let's figure it out that how can you use some time to feel better? And you can use that time towards more creative things. And maybe some of the time can be used towards adding more volume, patient volume to the day. So I think the way we are using people, process, and technology through a cross-functional agile team to solve problems within days and weeks is amazing. It used to take us like months and years before that.
But your point is so well taken. If we save somebody an hour and immediately take that hour away through other responsibilities, then nobody's going to be that interested in the new technology fixes because they'll just be like, I'm just going to end up working harder no matter what. So it's that mindset of like, no, we're actually trying to reduce some of this burnout, not just take away some of this time, but not immediately give it back. I think that's so well thought out. Praveen, another question for you. What advice, you've had this great leadership career, what advice would you give to an emerging leader?
So I think few things come to my mind, Scott. I think number one is leading with empathy. I think the word, just making empathy part of the practice, is so critical. If done right, it can create the psychological safety for people to engage with you in a meaningful way. Number two, I said, be curious. I call it passionately curious about really understanding the problems and how do we go about solving the problem. Number three, have the humility to bring cross-functional skill set to solving the problem, even when it feels uncomfortable, and especially when it feels uncomfortable. I call it getting comfortable with discomfort. Fourth, I will say, respecting various perspectives and being authentic about who you are, not be afraid to share your weaknesses, and at times admitting mistakes. And lastly, get things done.
You know, I think that last point is so important. At the end of the day, to maintain credibility, leaders actually have to lead and get things done. You have to be good with teams, good with people, build respect, treat people with respect. And you can't forget, not just to be nice, but actually to be competent too. It's got to be both, doesn't it? You got to actually produce too, right?
You're absolutely right, Scott. So I have this statement or maybe message that I share with my team. I call it people-focused and focused execution. So I think it's an and. A lot of people say this is this or that. I said, no, it's people first and focused execution. If we do that together, it's magical.
It really is. It's people and results. It's people and discipline execution. It's people and focus. I think that's fantastic. Praveen, I am hoping that at some point my Chicago Bears can bring that discipline focus back. It's been a long time, but we'll see if it happens. Until that time, it's still the Green Bay Packers. Your Packers beating up on us. Praveen Chopra, what a great pleasure to visit with you. We're huge fans of Chris Wolitski and the Bellin and Gunderson system. Thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you so much, Scott. It was a pleasure talking to you.